Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, there was the smart shot, the watch shot, lived through yet another shot, the peck shot. And as a result, Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes and his 13th-ranked South Panthers ousted Jeffersonville 51-50 in the final seconds last Saturday in the Seymour Regional Semifinal. Went on, won the title, and because of the Jalen Peck shot, returned now to Seymour Saturday at 4 to face number 3 Lawrence North in the 4A Final Four.
In our timeout, we just said, you know, hey, we're going to have a ball with either a chance to win or a chance to tie at the worst case. Probably the most impressive thing to me was in that 25 seconds, we made like 4 or 5 passes where no one tried to be a hero, trying to see if we could go. We were just trying to drive the gaps and trying to find Joy or drive the gaps, trying to find Patrick, drive the gaps, try to find Trevor, and we didn't. They cut them off, and then we found Jalen right at the top of the key, and nothing but net.
It went swish, and that was an assist credited to Patrick Joyce. FYI, and the Panthers live to play for another championship, which they'll do on Saturday against Lawrence North. Our coverage will begin with Chalk Talk and JR at 3:30. Tip-off will be at 4 o'clock for the Semi-State Championship. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Off its third place finish at the Big Tens, it's the big show now. The NCAA Championships. Foray lose in his 15th-ranked women's swimmers. They're down in Greensboro getting ready for the NCAA National Championships, a group of 13, including, as Ray was telling me, a pair of very outstanding, talented divers that can score some key points.
We have two freshman divers that are amazing, Ann Fowler and Taryn Gillian, and they're like the dynamic duel, and we have not had that, like two divers like this in the same class since I can remember. They give us a real impact at a meet like this.
Hopefully will mean another top 10 for you. You're making it a rule rather than the exception. I think that's 5 straight top 10 finishes. Conceivable.
It is not. If we get top 20 this year in a rebuilding year, that would be a fantastic accomplishment.
Indiana women's swimming head coach Ray Lewis. The Hoosiers, by the way, have finished inside the top 15 in 12 consecutive years. Maybe they can accomplish that. The championships run through Saturday night in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.